Hello, and welcome back to the Shetland Resolve Calmcast, the place for calm, realistic ways to live more intentionally, minus the guilt, any kinds of spreadsheets, or the 5 o'clock alarms. I'm Diane Taylor, motivational coach and therapist, and also, at times, forgetter of that healthy thing, that new habit I swore that I would start on Monday. We've all been there. In episode 2, we explored 5 simple self-care tips. The peery tweaks, the small tweaks that make a big difference in your self-care. And today, we're looking at how to keep that gentle habit's going once real life gets busy again, as it always does. And how we can do that no through incredible self-discipline or perfection, but just through rhythm, the kind that quietly becomes part of who you are. If you've ever tried to start maybe journaling, meditating, or drinking more water, and then completely forgotten by day 4, then the good news is that you are completely normal, whatever normal is. What I mean is that it is so common to set out with good intentions for new habits and then for something to get in the way. When that happens, we tend to blame ourselves for a lack of willpower, but most habits fail actually because they're built on pressure, not design. Think about brushing your teeth. You don't need motivation, generally speaking. It's simply part of your day. But when we start something new, we expect it to stay exciting forever. And it won't. The new thing doesn't need more enthusiasm. It just needs structure that fits into your real life. So the goal isn't discipline, it's rhythm. Like the tide coming in and out. So let's look at 3 small shifts that help good habits last. Most people start too big. We get inspired to make change, and for example, we'll decide that we'll meditate for 20 minutes and drink 2 liters of water before lunchtime. Then, of course, life happens. The cat gets sick, your inbox explodes, and suddenly the new habit feels like another job, another pressure. So the secret here is to start ridiculously small. For example, taking 2 deep breaths before you open your emails. Write 1 line in your gratitude journal. A 2-minute nervous system reset, maybe like the one that we talked about back in episode 2. The smaller it is, the less resistance your brain feels. Momentum builds for micro wins, not marathons. A client once told me she began her mindfulness practice by promising to sit still until the kettle boiled. Yep, that was it. Within weeks, she was sitting for 10 minutes doing her mindfulness practice without forcing it at all. The habit grew because it was allowed to. Think of it like planting a seed. You don't yank it out of the ground every day to check that it's grown. You just water it and trust that it's doing what it needs to underground. The second thing is that new habits really need hooks. If you just hang them in mid-air, they tend to drift away. So try linking them to something that already happens automatically in your day. The term for this is habit stacking. So for example, after I make my morning coffee, I'll take 3 slow breaths. After I brush my teeth, I'll write 1 gratitude line. Maybe in that same micro journal for episode 2. After I shut the laptop, I'll stretch my shoulders. The existing routine acts like Velcro for the new behaviour. You don't have to build an entirely new life. Just weave gentle upgrades into the one that you already have. Over time, they blend in so comfortably, you forget they used to take effort. It's like hiding vegetables in spaghetti sauce. Your future self gets the benefits without noticing the work. The third shift is consistency, but not the punishing kind. Perfectionism kills more habits than laziness, if there is such a thing, ever will. I tend to think that laziness, more often than not, is some kind of unconscious resistance, but we'll come back to that some other time. Real consistency means showing up most days, and when you don't, and there will be times that you don't, starting again gently. Like every day is a new day to start over. Nothing's been ruined. There's just been a mini detour. One day missed is not failure. It's data, if anything, feedback, that there's maybe something that you can adjust. And so that's all you do. You adjust. So think of your habits like a friendship. If you forgot to text a friend once, you wouldn't say, well, that's the relationship over, it's ruined now. You would just text them tomorrow instead. When you start small, anchor to what already exists, and treat yourself kindly, then habits begin to feel natural, and they become less about forcing and more about returning. And the more calm, intentional actions you repeat, that 2-minute resets, that joy breaks, again it was mentioned in episode 2, the more your brain learns that this is who you are now. Someone who takes small steps and steady care of themselves. And if you'd like a little help keeping your new habits alive and keeping that consistency, I've created a Calm membership space where we keep building on these ideas together. Inside the Calm Collective, you'll find a full library of guided audios, practical tools, and a supportive community where you can join in or stay just quietly in the background, whatever feels right. It's all about helping you maintain these rhythms in everyday life. And if that's of interest to you, you can find details of how to join the Shetland Resolve Calm Collective in the show notes. So remember, building lasting habits isn't about becoming perfect. It's about creating rhythms that suit you and your life. Peery tweaks, tiny steps, repeated kindly, change everything. Thanks for listening. And if you found this helpful, maybe choose just one idea today, the smallest one, and try it once this week. That's enough. I'll see you soon, maybe inside the membership, or right here on the Calmcast, where we'll keep exploring calm, real-life ways to live with more intention. Take care for now.